Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program, part two today of my interview with Billy Vassiliadis. Today we talk politics. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Alfredo Alonso and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Park on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's. Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, part two of our interview with Billy Vassiliadis with R&R Partners. He's the CEO. Let's talk politics, my friend.
Okay.
Now, your agency is representing Brian Sandoval.
No, is not representing Brian Sandoval. My partner, Pete Ernott, an old friend of Brian Sandoval's, is helping Brian personally.
Okay, so it's not part of R&R. So
it's not part of R&R. In fact, I'm supporting Rory Reid.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you about Sandoval a bit. And you know, we've invited Brian Sandoval to be on the program, and they told us that he will be eventually, but we'd love to see him very soon. Here's the part I don't really understand, because I talked to a senior member of the legislature on the Republican side and said, hey, we'd love to have Brian be on the program. And he said, well, you know, it's going to be a little while because he's getting himself caught up on the issues. And I'm trying to figure out how you go from a lifetime appointment as a judge to as a federal judge to running for governor, but you're not caught up on the issues. How does that work? Don't you start with the fire in the belly to say, I want to be governor because?
Well, I guess yes. I mean, I think you probably should have been ready to launch a lot harder and a lot faster. To give him the benefit of the doubt, and Brian is a very, very nice man and
a lovely
very
guy.
Sharp man.
But runs tough campaigns, though.
To give him the benefit of the doubt, he You know, being a federal judge, you go case by case, you look at the facts of the case, you get yourself immersed in these cases, and to know what's happened since he's been on the bench in terms of the budget, what's shifted, what's changed, that does take a lot of preparation. And and Brian's also a very cautious guy. He's a very reserved guy. He doesn't go off half-cocked. He's always been this way. He's very deliberate, probably why he was a good judge. And so I think he's doing what makes him comfortable, which is getting himself very, very well prepared and prepared to go out there without any sort of nick in the armor and having to make up for something he said that he wasn't prepared for. So I understand that. And, you know, I think part of the problem, Sam, is that, with all due respect, you and the rest of the TV newsies that want to have content all the time want to have these campaigns never stop because it keeps guests coming to the show.
Once you've made that announcement, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. You've got him going against a sitting governor. The governor is no new taxes, mm-hmm. as conservative as can be, and is using the bully pulpit of the governor's office because he has a lack of funds at this point in time. So that's a very good use of his time. He has a great team in place as far as getting the message out. It's almost a daily hit that's coming out now. Brian Sandoval has already refused to sign the no new taxes pledge that Chuck Muth would love for him to sign. So with an early primary and the base going out in the early primary, aren't there problems for Brian Sandoval right off the bat with the base?
Sam, you win. Brian should have been out there and saying more things. You're right. He should have been.
Right.
But again, I understand Brian Sandoval, and I've known him a long time, and he is a very, very cautious guy.
And I'm not looking to win. I'm just looking to get the issues on the table. Let's talk about Rory.
Okay.
I personally believe that the public is smarter than two reads on a ticket is a big problem. I think that both Senator Reid and Commissioner Reid need to get their messages out clearly and distinctly so the public has an ability to make a choice. Is that your position?
Yes, that is my position. I think we still have the advantage and the benefit of being a small state. Any Nevadan who wants to can meet a gubernatorial candidate, probably.
Absolutely.
Which provides a lot of opportunity for Rory Reid to be just Rory Reid and not Harry Reid's son. And I think we've seen him make some pretty good strides in that, putting out position papers, making policy statements.
Do you know who the last person that did that was? Jan Jones. And they were great position papers. I think I and her mom were the two people that read them. But
actually, I was running Bob Miller's campaign. I read them too. But I will say that. I think Jan's papers were well done. I think the paper isn't enough. I mean, how each one is then executed on during a campaign, how these positions evolve in a campaign and are distributed is what's critical. Otherwise, you're right. A bunch of reporters and then the opposite campaign usually reads them. I know. He is aware of what happened with Jan. He does like what she did in terms of being having the preparation to be governor and being able to talk as if you prepare to be governor. But I think he knows the pitfall of just having white papers, and I think he's very well prepared that during the next 10 months to take those various issues and blow them all the way out.
Do you think that Gibbons can get out of the primary?
I do. I think what you talked about before, the no new tax pledge against, et cetera. I mean, right now the Republican Party in this state, in this country, is trying to decide who they want to be. And there's one group that wants to be Jim Gibbons. They want to go to a certain very conservative route, no taxes, cut government spending, smaller governments, almost a Ronald Reagan sort of platform. And there's another side of the party that says, whoa, this is 2010. We just got beat in 2008 because we were viewed potentially as being anachronistic. And we need to modernize, and we need to speak in a new vocabulary, and we need to reach out to ethnic groups, etc. And as that battle's going on, and whether that the victor is determined by June or not, I don't know. But there is clearly a significant enough block of votes that believe as Jim Gibbons does and could re-elect him.
And we'll take a break. You know, I need like 3 days with you, but we've only got two. We'll have to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with more right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Billy Vassiliadis. He's the CEO of R&R Partners. Let's talk about Senator Reid. It seems to me that he's gotten over the hump as far as the Negro remark that he made and that has been so well covered. And I think Carl Jeffers said it best, who is an African-American journalist, in saying that when you've had somebody who has helped African-Americans along all the way, and then something like this slips out, that people are much more willing to forget, rather than having somebody who has been against African-Americans and not helping them along, and then they say something and then they get in trouble. What's your thought on how well damage control was done here?
I think the damage control started with the president. When the president immediately came to the senator's defense, not just to his defense, but said, I know who Senator Reid is. He's a good guy. He's been on the right side of history his whole life. I mean, maybe this was an inartful use. And also, the other, if you listen to the African-American, both commentators and the community, they believe Harry Reid, unfortunately, spoke a truth we don't talk about in polite society and fancy cocktail parties, that there is a skin tone bias. There is a skin shade bias. There's been study. Northwestern University did a study that showed that CEOs, for example, or African Americans that progress in a corporate structure are always lighter skinned. That's a fact. Had Senator Reid used something like urban dialect or street dialect other than Negro dialect, there would have been a discussion on the issue and not what he said. The senator, I think, is over the hump, and he's over the hump for the very reason you said, Sam, is that Senator Reid, when it was tough to be there on voting rights and civil rights and affirmative action and justice and job opportunities and educational opportunities, was there. The African American community knows they've had a champion there for his entire career, and you could tell that everybody except Republicans rallied to his defense during this.
As you look at the group of Republicans, obviously the lead three, Sue Loudon, Danny Tarkanian, and I would put Sharron Angle up there too.
I would too.
Let's not underestimate her. That she almost took out Senator Raggio. Who do you think at this point is likely to come out of that pack? And do you think that somebody like John Chachas has the ability, because of money, to be able to make a dent?
Conventional wisdom, I think, would say Sue Loudon. But it's an interesting primary in that you've got, you didn't mention Mark Amede, who
he's on the program, so I apologize for that.
May not be as well funded, but has a pretty good base in those rural areas. He's worked them hard for a lot of years. You've got former Assemblywoman Angle, who has a very good conservative group, so she's got a good niche group. I don't. None of them would surprise me. Nobody who won would surprise me, because it's hard to tell how that fractures. Sue will probably get the conventional Republican support. Danny's a very hard campaigner. He's sort of excitable, dynamic, energetic, and he's going to appeal to a lot of, I think, maybe newer, younger Republicans. Chach is going to spend a lot of money. Who knows? I mean, to me, I think it's a who. Again, conventional wisdom would say Sue. I think she's got more institutional
and
establishment
support.
Doesn't she
have problems because of the convention, the state convention, and the Ron Paulites are after her?
Yeah, there's
the Republican base.
There's no one unblemished. I mean, the Republican Senatorial Committee, as of, you know, very recently, was still trying to talk people like Dean Heller into the race, even with a half a dozen, whatever number of candidates there are. So it is a very fractured primary. It's going to be really interesting to watch.
Is there a disconnect between the national media understanding Senator Reid versus Senator Reid's actual position in this state?
I think I don't know that there is. I mean, to give the national media, I guess, a break on this, the polling has not been, I mean, the polling is the polling. The numbers are the numbers. You can't really make those up. I think the what's being missed here is this. Harry Reid basically for the last 8 years has been under every microscope and has had every nitpicked. He has been in a bruising battle with a president, that being George W. Bush, for 6 of those years. He was the senior Democrat in the country, had to fight those partisan fights. He came out with bruises, he came out with welts, he came out with a couple of open wounds, and they have picked everything apart on him the last 8 years. It is an election. There's going to be a choice. We just talked about the problems the Republican candidates have. There's no doubt in my mind that Nevadans are very smart. There's no doubt when they take a look at the United States Senate Majority Leader in the line of presidential succession, the highest, most significant elected official we've had in the history of this state and may ever have in this state, versus who? That they're going to have to make the right choice for the state's future.
Okay, we've got 15 seconds left. Do you have any advice for John Ensign?
Actually, he's doing what I would have advised him to do, which is get back to work. You can't resolve that issue. You can't talk it away. There's no great one-liner or anything. Nevadans are paying him $175,000, $80,000, whatever dollars a year. Earn your keep. Go talk about the issues you said you were going to talk about. Go fight the fights you said you were going to fight. Get something done for the state. That he's doing what he needs to do right now.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Call today for a free consultation on how much your credit card debt can be reduced. Don't wait. Find out how much money you could be saving today.
Call 800-734-6709. That's 800-734-6709.
From people in the know to people with all the power, I'm asking the tough questions you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
To get health reform right, Nevada's Senator Harry Reid is fighting for common sense solutions. So you can't be denied coverage for a pre-existing condition, and your insurance can't be taken away, even if you get sick or lose your job. And Senator Harry Reid helped pass a lifetime limit on out-of-pocket medical expenses, so a serious illness can't bankrupt a family. Call Senator Harry Reid today. Tell him thanks for fighting for us.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Alfredo Alonso is here with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, and Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you both here. Politico reporting this morning that federal agents have started interviewing people connected to Senator John Ensign's sex scandal, a potential sign that Nevada Republicans could face a criminal probe over the matter, according to several sources familiar with the matter. What does this really mean in terms of politics?
Well, in terms of politics, it'll start metastasizing now. It'll come back and be major conversations. I'm sorry, I'm dying from a cold. So major conversations and stuff. But it's part of the process and part of what's done. So there's enough there that obviously it means that it's not going to be totally swept under the rug, and we'll go further with it.
You spent a lot of time on Capitol Hill. How does this reflect on Capitol Hill?
Well, I mean, it's obviously bad news for the senator. This will be, as Mary said, topic of discussion number one. I mean, it's bad enough that he was on Saturday Night Live recently, and now this. I mean, it just tells you how national this has become, and it's obviously very unfortunate for the senator and very unfortunate for Nevada.
Can he come back from this?
No, I don't think so. I think this is pretty significant.
Can he come back from it?
I think the next race, I would be surprised if he ran again. He's saying he's going to run again and stuff, which is what you always do. Otherwise, you can't perform in your job or anything else. But I think it opens him up to a real challenge, okay. And even in his own party.
Your organization this morning put out a press release about the sales over the Christmas holidays. They were about where you thought they were going to be, not that much of an improvement.
Yeah, we were hoping for a slight improvement. It was looking like we were going to get a little bit of a bump. But it I guess the good news is that it stayed steady, which in that in itself in today's economic times is an improvement. It didn't go down as far as we thought it might, but it didn't quite give us that little tiny bump that we thought we might get.
Okay, so what does that mean in terms of, I guess we know what it means in terms of taxes, which is that we still have a giant shortfall.
We're going to have a shortfall, and again, if there's any silver lining to this, Mary's right. It's not a huge dip. I mean, things staying steady is actually good news these days. I think it just means that the economy is going to rebound at a much slower pace. We knew that. I think even the most optimistic of people knows this is going to take a while, and we're going to have another hit to those projections. And unfortunately, the legislature's and the governor are going to have to make some cuts.
The story that came out over the last week was that the plan for Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada is going after the mining tax, and the Sun had a story saying, despite the Harry Reid factor, which is that this could well bring out people who will vote against Senator Reid. How do you see this?
I think it's ridiculous. I'm sorry. There's some of the things that plan does that I can agree with, and I can understand their philosophies and stuff, but this is ridiculous. I mean, if people would have had their way years ago when they wanted to go after gaming, where would we be now? I mean, everybody has a certain portion of the pie that they pay for and stuff. And because mining is up now, thank God mining's up, that's one thing that's consistent. But so we take away some of the exemptions, the price of gold or minerals drop, and then you're done. Mining is not just gold in this state. And it's, I'm sorry, if you keep going after the fatted calf, you're going to have a very anorexic herd.
Well, and also, you've been wanting to say many times over the years to not have an industry-specific tax.
Absolutely not.
And the idea of going from a net revenue tax to a gross revenue tax, it seems like that's a huge jump.
It's a huge hit. The whole idea is ridiculous, and it's short-sighted. Industry-specific taxes are bad. There's no way to look at that in a positive light. I'm sorry. And more importantly, gold is up today. It's going to be down tomorrow. There's no doubt. It wasn't that long ago that it was. Minerals in this state were so low that the revenue was almost de minimis.
They stopped pulling it out?
Yeah, I mean, there were several companies that pulled out of Nevada. It is absolutely silly for anybody to think that that's going to stay consistent.
Brian Sandoval had a plan for using bond money to be used to actually run the schools instead of school construction. Is this a good idea?
I don't think you can do it. They're having the attorneys looking at it now, but there's been several times that the legislature has considered doing that, and every single time it's like, this money is bonded for a specific reason, has to stay in that pot.
And one of the things that comes up is, you know, you go to the voters and you say, you know, pass this bond to build schools or whatever you're saying you want to do it for. How much more trouble would you have selling a bond to the public if you use the money in a different way?
Well, I think selling a bond to the public, period, is difficult. So I think it brings, you know, many new difficulties to just simply your day-to-day activities. Again, it's going to be interesting to see if it's legal. And the thing that concerns me the most right now is obviously the voters not exactly it's not easy to pass a bond under good conditions. I can only imagine under terrible ones like we've got.
Well, now, of course, part of the reason that there's even money there is the slowdown in Clark County and the lack of need for building new schools. But Washoe County needs to pass a bond. It failed the last time, so this is the last thing that they need is this kind of conversation.
Just like Alfredo said, in good times it's difficult, and then if you turn around, pass a bond, change the rules later, and go, we were only fooling, people are not going to be happy, and there'll be a backlash against the whole education system. If you want to pass a bond to pay teacher salaries, be honest about it.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
How can we keep our prices low and our customer service high? At Washburn Carpets, we have low overhead due to our small staff. We only sell carpet and pad, no hammers and nails like the big box stores with big overhead. We've been in Reno for almost 50 years, and we know what carpet our customers want. You'll always deal with me to make sure you get the best service. And we have the best installers in town to do the job right. There's nothing complicated about quality, and it doesn't have to cost a lot. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
Do you have a Nevada driver's license or ID card, like most Nevadans? If so, you need to know about changes coming to the Nevada DMV. Beginning this year in Carson City, and eventually statewide, the DMV will begin advanced secure issuance. ASI is a new license or ID with a gold star indicating it meets federal standards. Because Nevada complies with federal requirements, the card you already have in your wallet or purse is still good for federal purposes to board an aircraft or enter a federal building requiring ID. The DMV recommends you wait until your normal renewal date to get an ASI card. And at just that one time, we will be asking you to present identity and residency documents. Find out more about advanced secure issuance by visiting dmvnv.com or by calling 684-4368 in the Reno-Sparks Carson City area or toll-free at 877-368-7828 in rural Nevada.
Right now is the time to install the most energy-efficient replacement windows money can buy. Simonton Windows from Siding Innovations. Right now, when you need to save on your power bill. Right now. Get a tax credit this year up to 30% of the amount of the windows purchase. And right now, purchase 6 windows, get 1 free. Simonton Impression Windows. J.D. Power's highest-rated window and Builders Magazine's 2009 issue highest-rated vinyl window. Right now, you need to call Siding Innovations at 324-9777 for more info.
On our next broadcast, Tom Dolan will be here. He's the Nevada State Director for the National...